I guess I won't say it. I'll say what they want to say. As we're increasing our light, as we're increasing our stamina, as we're increasing our very structure inside. That's basically what I wanted to say. In other words, we're advancing into a new reality. And that's a foot. Like, that's literally in our, like just imagine you're taking an art class and you got beautiful paint colors to choose from. That's already in our very art supply. So this isn't like coming down, you know, the pike, you know, wait, it's coming soon. It's literally here for us to see. But we want to remember that love is the way. Love is the glance. Love is the forecaster. Love is the attunement. Love is the director inside. So we're learning literally to jump off the old playing field at last of sorrow, of struggle, of force. And we're opening up, we're taking a leap, we're taking a chance. It's taking a chance in that you don't access it until you've already jumped on board. So it's sort of like you're the one that has to be the first to go. That's what I wanted to say, and that's what they're transmitting. How beautiful is that? So in other words, you want to agree to be a ray of sunshine. You want to see yourself in full verse at last. In English, you're recognizing your higher self. You're recognizing your divinity. So we want to remember what we're creators, and we're creating generously 24/7. When we create from our divinity, when we create from our starlight, when we create from our cast of shadows not, but from our wealth within, then we're no longer creating from the past. We're no longer creating from that limited lifestyle, and we've adjusted. So when they're saying adjusted, they're saying say adjusted, and basically have like a pause, like, okay, everyone take that in. Everyone take that in. That we're adjusting at last. This is in the present moment. This isn't something for the future to see. This is literally in our face now, as we will dream in the next surprise, as we will dream in the new tomorrow, as we will dream in the sunshine. So to dream it in, we have to recognize it to be us, in fact. So when we think we're the false self, when we think we're limited, when we think that we can't have abundance if something outside of us cooperates, then we're living in the past. So we're each here to sign on to our new tomorrow, meaning to self-regulate. So what you want to remember is the inner guru, the inner dreamer, the inner teacher, the inner master is within. So the more that you enjoy your good art supply, meaning your new array of colors, that's all I keep receiving all day, all morning long today, is colors, colors, colors. Hold on one second, guys, I'm so sorry. So sorry, we all know I have a dog and he decided to eat something. So let me release that out. So it's so interesting. So what I'm really noticing is the intensity of the light. So in other words, it's like at that moment that new host of colors appeared. That's what I was talking about. Like, these colors are so bright, these colors are so intense, and then all of a sudden it's like something dark or something limited or something, you know, what is someone eating, whatever. It's like calls you. It tries to get you to stray away. It tries to sort of like get you to change your mind, to get you off the extreme sunshine. So on a linear level, on a human level, it's a little bit annoying for me. And it's like, oh my gosh, I had this amazing attunement. Where is it? On the other hand, they're using me as a demonstration model. So in other words, this is what occurs. We open up to a new host arrays. There it is. Thank you. But this is the whole point. It's sort of like, here I am, and then I got this, here's what they want to share on the model. I got distracted by the past. So I had a moment of a fear. You know, what is he eating? And that whole file of fear thoughts and whatever. This is vital that we understand this process, because we're all stringing along. In other words, just imagine you're creating your own string of Christmas lights or holiday lights, and the lights inside. So you have to self-adjust, you have to self-regulate. So for me, or being the model, it's like I found the light, got the colors, groovy, everything's great. Now I have a fear energy and I lose it. And so I can just keep going along with the transmission, but they're asking me to come and say hello. What I'm doing is like literally energetically, I can feel it. I'm saying hello to everybody energetically and offering the nice surprise, meaning offering the healing of coming back nicely. In other words, not getting off into a distant range, not letting fear entrap me. So, because that old energy is going to keep trying to pull us down. So imagine like you're climbing over a fence or whatever, and it's like climbing over the rainbow at last, opening up to your halo, and you've got all the old energy trying to pull you down. That's what's going to keep happening. So we want to sign on to a nice buzz sincerely. A nice buzz sincerely is we're agreeing with our new lifestyle. We're agreeing with our new halo. We're agreeing with our new light. We're agreeing with our new transmission. Because once we agree with it, when we're in our distant past, it's going to feel like we're left out in the cold. It's not going to feel normal anymore. That used to be our normal. We're learning to say it goodbye. They kind of turn words around. We're learning to say it goodbye. Now, we probably know how they came up with Yoda's energy. But in any event, we're learning to face the sunshine, face the new transmission, face the light within. So it's fine if you get lost, but you get back on the nice horsey. You get back in the light transmission, because that's where we're going to find our new answers. All the answers that we create from a distant past, meaning using the properties of the mind that are still believing in win-lose. They're saying they're going to fear you. It's like a new verb. It's like what they mean is we're going to feel the crunch. It's not going to work for us. We're all learning how to, what they're giving me a sound where it's sort of like golden coins, like ding, 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 ching-a-ling-a-ling. But because we just have that as symbolic for wealth. But we want to remember that it's the universal energetic wealth that we're accumulating. And so we're literally shifting to a new alignment or property, a new alignment of heavenly glow, a new alignment of heavenly stairs. Now I'm trying to bring forth the words and the buzzing, the shaking, the amplifying. They're showing me the King of Pentacles, so it's just showing the power. They're saying that we're all of us are agreeing to the power at last. So we want to feel that inside. We want to feel the next new hello. That next new hello is your own individual. When they're saying individual, they're kind of giggling, but it's like your own master presence. So you like your own Christ within, your own haloed evidence. So we all want to feel that. We really want to feel that. When we don't have that, it's because we're paying attention to some vision of the past. So fear-based. There's only love or fear. But when we align ourselves nicely, we're all going to receive the light inside. So our higher self is going to be communicating with us in special energy exchanges. Whatever serves your particular life assortment. So if you need to get light language up and going, that's going to be your first. If you don't need that at all, you can beg, plead, and cry, and it's not going to be activated because it doesn't serve you properly. So they want to address this before we move on. They want us to forgive our past. Our past is a culture where we were forced into uncomfortable creations. In other words, if sports isn't really your thing, why do you need to excel in sports, sort of thing? You know, it's sort of like we're all individual. We're all have individualized master accessories. And so for some of us, it's like super important that we really start permitting that and allowing that and permitting that grace inside, because we want to listen to where we are strong, where we are strong. In other words, if you're really not strong in a particular area, maybe that's someone else's job. Trust your job. Trust your quickening. So sometimes our ego likes to say hello, meaning like, I don't know who we're talking to, someone, and all of us, obviously, we're all mirrors of each other. But sometimes our ego likes to say hello. In other words, we want what we want rather than what our master self is escorting us to. So maybe we're great in helping people make connections. So maybe we're great in being a healer. Maybe we're great at all of the above. But the more that we listen to love inside, meaning where we're being led, what I can share, so they just wanted me to share some of my personal history, extremely short. What I can tell you is what I'm receiving on my own awarenesses. It's extremely different than what my ego would have desired or thought would be my preferred lifestyle. So it's sort of like everything we thought we were after to make us happy is sort of going up in a bus, and that's fine because we're moving into a new reality. We're moving into a new love's association, and so we're literally changing our minds about self. So everything that we agreed to, so we're functioning in the past where everyone's hurting, it's like the blind leading the blind. We want to feel that, the blind leading the blind, old paradigm, old energy, old consciousness, old beliefs about self. We're generously changing our mind, meaning moving into the heartland, moving into the new establishment, moving into the new rosary. There's something about rosary for something that was raised in Catholicism or Mother Mary. There's something about moving into that new rosary. Oh my gosh, the energy. I was not brought up Catholic. I can't tell you what's behind all that, but it's very powerful energy that's buzzing here. So receive your heavenly, holy vision at last. That's going to be your own higher self. We're each receiving a nice buzz. We're each receiving our higher light. Receive, receive, receive a higher energy exchange. And really allow it to change you. Like really anything where we surrender to it and we exchange this for that. So in other words, it's coming with an upgrade of our consciousness is what it is. We create from our consciousness. We create from our perception. And so we're learning to see straight. We're learning to not go back and forth, but see with that vertical consensus, with that Christ association. So again, when they're saying Christ association, there's an activation in the heart. You may think you're getting like a panic attack or whatever it is. The more you sum this, I feel like there's actually more than one person that's going to listen to this. excuse me. The more you just start breathing with it, you're going to kindly relax. So you're feeling the quickening, and what's happening is you're getting excited about the quickening. But if you'll just stay present and breathe, they're saying my connection's unstable, you may have missed a word. If you'll just stay present and breathe, you'll take on love for certainty. In other words, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Receive, receive, receive. And so